the shadow self. Zondi's work with psychoanalysis led to identifying these unintegrated selves, or dark sides of our personalities. These are the repressed or unloved, unnurtured parts of our being. Carl Jung researched this idea as well, saying that we cannot be truly whole or truly enlightened without having compassion for this dark side of our being. In pursuing or uncovering this part of us, we are able to fully understand the darkness in others. We have respect and compassion for the condition in which we find others, because we then have seen and acknowledged that beast within ourselves. And to discover this side, we must ask questions of those things that spark our anger, resentment, or hatred. Once uncovered, only then can we live whole and meaningful lives with others. I find this idea of the shadow self to be really poignant at this time in my life, for I have discovered some very troubling things about myself as far as my anger. I have a tendency towards verbal abuse, and though it is not physical, the verbal aspect is just as damaging. For instance, when my wife tells me that I'm disrespecting her, and I respond with something along the lines of, "Oh, it's not that bad," or, "What I said wasn't that troubling. How did it hurt you? You shouldn't be hurt by that." This in itself is seeking to distance her problems and her very valid emotions about how I interacted with her. This is egregious. And in many ways, it's just an attempt to shove blame back on her for my own actions. Not being able to take responsibility for what you say, or trying to distance yourself from those things, is nothing but a parlor trick of the mind. We must find a way to confront this shadow self, confront the evils that we commit, not only to one another, but ourselves. For the ego will always tend toward evaluating that which troubles us, disturbs us, or disturbs it, so that it can protect itself. I am the Black Lex Luthor. This has been The Soul Expands.